Hello. My name is Sav Chagrin, president of the PodFix Network. Have you always wondered how to make a great podcast? To be the next Mark Rogan, Boozy Murder Babes, or my cousin and a cousin, and we? Well, look no further. Instead, start to listen. Over the next 30 days, I will provide you with samples of the amazing shows on the PodFix Network. Example upon example of how to do it right. How to win in the podcasting game. It's easy if you know all the tricks of the trade, and I do. I have shared most of it with the shows on the PodFix Network. At the end of 30 days, you, dear listener, and viral podcast hopeful, will be provided the opportunity to take my official masterclass, How to Become an Uber Successful and Enigmatically Entertaining Podcaster like all of the amazing members of the PodFix Network have done by listening to industry expert, Sav Chagrin. I know it's a mouthful, but there is really no other way to describe such an extensive and result-driven program. To receive your exclusive invite to this masterclass, one which I normally charge $1,000 per person, but you will get free of charge, make sure you subscribe to PodFix Presents, wherever you find the best podcasts in the world. Then, and this is important, make sure to rate and review our fine programming. 5 stars will be fine, even though I assure you, you'll want to give it more. At the end of March, 5 lucky go-getters will win PodFix Network prize packs including a mug, magnet, and stickers. Now, without further ado, let's start to change your podcast life forever.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
I just want to start off by saying I'm disappointed.
What are you disappointed in?
Because we didn't get to sing. There was no humming.
Okay. You want to
You know why? We should tell them why.
Okay.
Because we were going to have to do the opening ourselves. Harsh. I know.
I've been practicing. Ready? Listen to this. Ready? I was practicing.
Oh my God. Right,
I was going to be able to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought we weren't talking about it.
We're not. We're secretly talking about it.
Then let's not talk about it.
It's in secret. This whole episode is all about secrets. It's in secret. It's a secret.
Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana. I just revealed the secret that we had no food.
Oh. Right? Secrets.
Secrets.
Secrets are not good. Don't keep them.
Sometimes you
don't do it.
Is a secret like a lie?
No.
Kind of.
It's a secret.
It's kind of like a lie.
You're just not saying it.
Yeah.
You're just not saying it.
Because you know if you tell the secret, that's like lying.
What? No, it's not.
No?
If you're telling a secret, it's the truth. So you're keeping the truth from someone. You're not telling them a lie. So then what's the big deal about keeping a secret if it's just a lie? Who cares?
Oh, you lost me.
You keep the secret because it's the truth.
No, but what about if it's a dirty truth, like your husband's cheating? You saw it's your husband cheating.
Then it's a truth that's going to hurt. It's still not a lie.
Well, but
it's still not a lie.
It's not a lie, but it's. I think that it's a fine line. I think the secret is a cousin of a lie.
Oh my God,
that's what I think. I think that it's
real. The secret is the cousin of the lie.
Yeah, I think it's a relative. I think it's a relative. I'm just saying. That's what I think.
Okay.
Because secrets can hurt. Secrets, lies
yes.
can hurt.
Lies can hurt. Secrets can hurt.
So they come from the same family. Lineage. The lineage is similar.
Okay.
The lineage is similar. They're like second cousins. I'm not going to give them first cousin status, but they're second cousins.
All right. The lie and the secret are second cousins.
Yeah.
Got it.
How you doing?
I don't know. You're being an asshole and I'm just trying to cope.
Okay. Nobody calls me an asshole but you.
I know.
It's the weirdest thing, hey?
You know what it is? You know what it is, Lisa?
Nobody says I'm aggressive but you.
I see you.
No,
I see you.
I know
And
me.
I know your asshole tendencies and you are right there.
I am not.
You are right there.
Are you implying that I'm teetering on assholeness?
You are... Yes.
No.
You're there.
I'm
you're
not.
Cusping.
I'm not cusping.
Yes, you're cusping.
I am not cusping. No way. No way, Jose. And that's a wrestler. No way.
Wait, Jose.
Jose. No way. Jose. And they do a conga line.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are we still on the road to...
WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But right now they're doing the showdown in Saudi Arabia today.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a pay-per-view. It's being PPR'd.
I'm sure it is.
Right? Yeah, it's being PBR. But yes, we are on the road to WrestleMania. It's the beginning of April.
All right.
Yeah. It's getting good.
Woo!
It's getting good. But no way Jose won't be in it because he's not that good.
Oh.
But there's no way. Jose is kind of fun and catchy. Right? So I like it.
Fun and catchy.
Fun and catchy. Uh-huh. So that's not very asshole-y. Right?
Your behavior.
My behavior.
You're teetering.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know if I appreciate this right now.
Well, you know what? Sucks to be you.
I don't know if I need this shit from you. I don't know if I need this from you right now.
You know what? If the one person in your life who's going to call you an asshole calls you an asshole,
right?
You know what? That's a truth. Oh, no, you have not.
I've learned how to open a bakery.
No, you have not.
Right now I'm watching Brian, the Island of Man, so I'm learning how to open a resort.
Oh, my God.
And how to fix things.
The Island of Brian.
Oh, the Island of Brian. I'm watching that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm learning how to be a handy woman.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
They had a leak in the ceiling.
Yes.
And then we took down the wood, and I understood. Let's take that wood down and look up there with the flashlight, get on the ladder,
oh
and
my God.
Figure out
okay,
why.
Okay, so the next, so what couples with gluttony is delusion.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
My inkling has been that they make donuts in the morning.
Yes.
They fuck off and don't make donuts all day. And then they make a batch for the truckers at night.
And they make a batch for the truckers at night, yes.
So when Lisa and Sam want a donut at 4, uh-huh. That donut's been there since 5 a.m.
Stale as hell.
Stale. The Timbits are stale. The we went to the donut place.
We went to Dark Side Donuts. Now, don't get me wrong. They look delicious.
Yeah, but they only have their 4 selections.
Well, I think maybe they might have had 5.
Okay.
Or 6. But they sell them out through
that's
the day.
That's true. They do.
They're local.
They do.
They're lovely. People love them.
People love them. People rave. We've wanted to try.
Yeah.
And finally, they were open. Yes. And they had donuts.
And they had donuts.
So we bought 2. Right?
Yes, but you bought the basics of the basics.
Because I didn't understand the other flavors. I didn't want to buy a matching one to you because you know how I feel about matching things, right?
Then I'm glad I picked the blueberry food.
Yeah, right? Maybe I was going to pick that one, but you got it and I don't like to match my food with other people, right?
You're very weird.
I'm very weird. Mm-hmm. So I just went with the basic because I didn't get the other ones. One was made with coconut milk. I'm not just going to try that, right? One was made with bleh. I don't know what even bleh is, but I didn't like the sound of that.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one was something else I didn't like.
It was caramel.
And bleh. It was caramel and bleh. There was something else with it.
It was like a vanilla custard in the middle.
They said it was like a Chinese vanilla. Like, oh, I don't know what a Chinese vanilla is.
No.
So if I don't know what a Chinese vanilla is...
You're not eating it.
I'm not eating it. Right?
Lisa, you know
Smith.
That the cooking competitions mm-hmm. that you... were supposedly in uh-huh. over the weekend yeah. were not real.
Did you see my pictures?
You had some Bitmojis with like a sign going, I won.
I had.
It's not winning. It's not winning.
There was 2 Bitmojis. The first one that I won for my smashed potatoes. Because it was, what's your signature side dish? And I sent you a message and said, here's my signature side dish, Samantha. It's going to be smashed potatoes. So it's the little potatoes with the peel still on. Smash them up. And then I said to you, and I'm going to put, instead of cheese, I'm going to put cream cheese. But instead of cream cheese, here's the twist. I'm going to put a little bit of yummy chip dip in there. Hulaba dip. Right? And that one I told you about. And then you said, same thing. You sent me a mean-spirited message back saying, you know that this isn't true. And then I sent you a picture of me with my medal. And I said, well, they gave me this.
They didn't give you anything because you weren't competing. Because it was in the TV. And it was cooking in your mind.
And I was wearing...
And we all know you're a little delusional.
I can't pull it up right now, but I have the pictures on our text messages.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Do you remember in my 50th year when, remember, I just cried in the kitchen? Remember that was like what my 50th year was? Lisa having a heart attack and crying in the kitchen?
Yes, apparently.
I don't cry in the kitchen anymore because guess what? I'm 51. I'll cry wherever the fuck I want to cry. Thank you very much. If I want to cry in the chair, I cry in the chair.
The chair.
If I want to cry in the bedroom, crying in the bedroom. I'm crying wherever I want to cry now. Thank you.
I cry here. I cry there. I cry everywhere.
I cry everywhere. That's what I do in my 51st year. I cry everywhere. Right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know why. Sometimes I just got to cry a little bit. I've never... You know what it is? It's because I went through the first 49 years not making that my favorite emotion. Right? So I bottled it and I kept it down. I pushed it down. And then it came. There it is. Right?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
But what was weird is, okay, Caroline Johnson, she put, and I even followed up with her, that she thought that 2020 was peanut butter and jam. She don't like peanut butter and jam. She don't like the peanut butter and the jam. Peanut butter, jelly. She don't like that. She don't like it. How do you not like that?
I don't know if we can be friends with her.
So I said on the Facebook, you allergic? Then I don't know if she is, because then she replied, yeah, ha ha ha.
Oh.
I'm allergic. So I'm like, oh.
Oh, so she just hates it.
She hates it. She hates the combination. I'm like, you're the only person in the world that hates
peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with the baseball bat. Yeah.
Okay. You didn't even do that well.
That was my TikTok.
You did not even do that one well.
I haven't practiced it.
You didn't do that one well either. I haven't practiced
it for a long time. That was my first one, though.
You didn't do it well.
That was my first one.
Okay. The phone moves too much.
You got an issue with everything.
Luncheon meat, like salamis and stuff like that. And
right.
All, like, people still eat it and it's bad for you.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
But...
It tastes good. Dandelions.
My mom always said, right, if it tastes good, it's probably if it tastes bad, it's probably good for you.
Right? No, if it tastes bad, it's good for you. Yeah. But if it tastes good, it's bad for you.
It's bad for you.
Got
it. Like bacon. Bacon's bad.
Bacon's bad, but it tastes good.
Yeah. It's like when you eat bacon, It's like you dirty. Right? It's like, you dirty girl, right?
Look at you eating that bacon.
Look at you eating bacon, dirty girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I am. That's what it's kind of like. That's kind of what bacon is like, I think, eh?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that so crazy?
Does that mean that vegetarians are better people?
Yeah, for sure they are. I think they're way better. Of course they're better, right?
And us carnivores, we're just bad.
We're bad.
Bad to the tips of our toes.
Right? They're like saving the world because they're not eating nothing bad. No. Right? They're better. Yeah, they're good folk.
They're just eating fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, they're just good people.
Dandelion, apparently.
Dandelion if they want to, right? Right? Nothing, nothing is made to be killed in their world, right? In our world, you even said today at breakfast, no. I could never give up meat.
No.
Right?
Because I'm such a carnivore.
Yeah. Yeah, but what happens if 50,000 people pay the Royal Bank 20 cents interest every month?
Oh,
okay. Fair enough.
It's a very interesting argument.
Fair enough. There's no argument. You just shut your mouth and listen. But that's what I've been learning in the last couple of weeks, right? You just shut your mouth and listen.
That your husband is usually right?
I don't know if he's right. I just don't know if maybe in year 20 of our marriage, it's just the theme is shut your mouth and listen. Because I just don't even have the energy to even go there.
You know what? I think every year of marriage probably does have a bit of a theme, doesn't it?
I think it does. Right? And I don't think it's like paper and cotton and wool. I don't think it's those things.
Silver, gold, platinum.
Yeah, I don't think it's any of those. Maybe fool's gold. Right? Maybe shit like that, right?
But the theme could definitely be this year. Just shut up.
Just shut your mouth and listen.
Yeah.
That's what I feel it is. And he hasn't told me that, but in my mind, that's what I feel. That's what my mind is telling me. Just shut your mouth and listen.
Shut up and listen.
Right? Because you know what?
Oh my God.
Because my first instinct is fight. Right? I don't fight with anybody in the world except my
husband.
Hi,
Wendy raised you.
Yeah. Right? Right? So my first instinct is fight. So, and to have an issue with what I'm being told.
Of course.
But in year 20, shut your mouth. My mind.
Just shut your mouth.
There's just like something in my brain that just says, Lisa, shut your mouth and listen.
Shut your mouth.
I just know she will. Just like Jan did.
Uh-huh.
I know that. But okay. So anyway, so Kelly Ripp and I, we have so much in common. She believes, she was saying this on the show the other day. She believes that if she sees something, she can do it.
Oh,
she watched a video on how to cut hair, and then she cut Joaquin's hair and it did a really good job. And I'm like, oh my God, we're soul sisters. Hey, soul sister, Mr. I don't know. That's
nope,
in my
that's
mind.
That's not it.
Hey, soul sister. No, what's the tune for that song? Hey, soul sister. No. Mr.
I'm not helping you.
There's a song. Like, there's a song, though. Hey, soul sister. Mr. Is there Mr.
Nope.
No. Hey, soul sister. Stop it. You've said it like four times. You don't need to say it again.
I'm trying to get the tune.
No.
Stop. I'm going to learn it for the TikTok.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah. And then I'm going to sing it.
Don't.
Hey, soul sister.
You don't have to sing it.
Still not like that?
Go find somebody else who can sing it.
On the TikTok, they sing it for you. You just move your mouth. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. That's why her and I are soul sisters, because I'm like that. I see something being done. I can do that.
But I know you can't.
But you don't know nothing. You know Jack.
Oh, yes, I do.
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
You know Jack.
Yes, I do.
You know Squat.
I know all the things I need to know.
You don't know everything.
Yes, I do.
Still got a bag of tricks in my sleeve. I haven't pulled out all the... I haven't pulled everything out yet, Samantha. I'm just saying, right? Hey, soul sister. No.
No.
Still no.
Stop talking.
In my mind, I can hear the song. I just can't hear a tune for it. I see him. It's the guy from Train, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. So I see him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stop.
Right?
Just stop. Just.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, I feel a little scathed.
Oh, my God.
I think
we were trying to get, what were we getting, schooled? Is that the school? We were getting schooled by John Domingo?
I feel a little naughty because I feel like I was kind of getting spanked by your boyfriend.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hey,
yeah,
wow.
This may be the first and last time we allow him to lead with some topics.
Right? But he was very clear. He said, you know what? It's a bad sign when he says, I got things.
Yeah. And then we let him.
So we never experienced that before. We needed to live through that.
Yeah. And now right? We know.
Yeah. I got a few new menu items that we're going to
exactly.
add. We're going to roll out. Okay. So dear world, I hope you're ready. Number one, here we go. We got three for you. Number one, mini pastry wrapped cranberry baked brie bites. Oh my goodness. Right. Talk to me, Samantha, and tell me that is not tickling the taste buds.
That's tickling my fancy.
Right? Mini pastry wrapped cranberry brie baked bites.
You can't cranberry even say
it. Cranberry brie, because it's so wonderful. Cranberry brie baked bites.
Okay, so you're never going to make them, so that'll be fun.
No, we're going to make them. Number two. This one is courtesy of you, and how nice of you.
No, right? Yeah.
Deep down, right? There's a heart in there. White chocolate and golden graham treats. Courtesy of Sam for the sweet tooth and everybody.
No, yeah. It's too hard to make. And it's
not
expensive.
Hard. I already said the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe will cover the expense.
Okay.
It'll cover the expense. It's not hard to make. You're dumping in some cereal into a pot and you're melting some white chocolate. It's not any harder than my chips and chocolate.
I think we put shaved almonds in there, or almonds, or was it peanuts?
No, there's some peanuts or something, right? Mm-hmm.
Do we need
peanuts?
There's
some peanuts or something. No, I don't even care if there's no peanuts. Okay. And then for our third, and every week we'll add something new. For our third, it's a molten chocolate crackle pie.
You've been watching all those HGTV or Food Network things again.
So friends of the podcast, think of the molten lava cake. Put it in a pie.
Put it in a pie.
Right? Because we always do things a little differently at the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe.
Oh my God.
Right?
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @podfix on Twitter, official_podfix on Instagram, @podfixnetwork on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.
Did you know that the Podfix Network, home of I Shake My Head, Filmmakers, and more, has its own network podcast? Go wherever fine podcasts are found and look for Podfix Presents. Network highlights, interviews, roundtables, and more. all showcasing the eclectic depth of PodFix talent. So subscribe today. PodFix presents on your podcast app of choice. And check us out at www.podfixnetwork.com, at PodFix on Twitter, and official_PodFix on the gram. The PodFix Network, artist owned and loved.
Folklore.
Fairy tales.
Legends.
These are traditions from time immemorial, passed from generation to generation. They explain the unknown. They warn against danger. They guide our moral fiber, instilling in us a sense of purpose and goodness.
These tales are central to our very being, reminding us that we're one and the same.
There is a magic in these stories. So we want to bring these tales to you, to take you into the fold. You'll learn. You'll grow.
And the best part? We're making it all up.
That's right. We're completely full of shit.
Join us for Down to Folk at DTF Stories across all social media, dtfstories.com, and wherever podcasts are found.